is the good and better bits of Kennedy Malloy. On the work site, there's good, better, and then there's Bosch. Upgrade to the new 18V lithium-ion batteries today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, what a cracking day it is all around the country. It's just a shame someone's going to die.
Oh, really?
Anyway, let's get into it.
What a big show
we've got.
What?
I'm shocked.
Sometimes you've just got to drop the boom.
Let people know.
Even though things look great,
it doesn't always work out that way. All right.
Leave nothing in the locker room, I say. What a big show. We'll have a World Cup update coming down the pike very shortly, Jane.
We will. I've got a copy of the Australian Women's Weekly in my hands.
What's unusual about that?
Well, I've got Natalie Joyce's story.
Wow.
I just wanted to highlight a few things because I was left a bit gobsmacked by one particular...
You're going to walk us through it?
I'm going to walk you through it.
I can't wait. We will take a lot of calls today about Tinder. I'm in a Tinder photo.
But you didn't put it on yourself.
But I'm not on Tinder.
No. So we've got to work out.
Young man at this office.
Tinder photo etiquette.
Plenty of explaining to do.
Yeah.
Tinder etiquette, we'll be all over that.
Love Island. We haven't visited it for
a while.
I'm swimming to the island. I'm having a cast, having a look and see what's going on there.
Have you got some gold? You've come across a few.
Well, I've got a few clips. Week 19 they're up to. They've been on that island.
Wow. Week 19.
Episode 19.
Right.
They were there for 19 weeks. I'd go there.
Is anyone getting a route?
There's plenty of that going on.
Everyone's nodding in agreement out there. What else? We'll have baby etiquette. We'll be talking about that at some stage.
Yes, and we've got Limo coming in as well.
Will be in. And we're going to talk about a Burger King promotion, which, is of interest to everyone,
ladies.
And Mick Coyne may get a run. I'm not promising it. There's only three to go. I'm getting a bit stingy with these. Everyone keeps saying, when are you giving out the last ones? And I'm kind of attached to them.
You keep changing your mind towards the end of the show.
Yeah, I do.
I think you just got to give up
those last ones. Go.
Yep. Got to do it.
We'll talk about all this and much, much more. Oh, we're going to have a review from our work experience. Boy, what's his name? Jeremy.
No, it's Josh.
Josh.
Oh, Swan Lake.
Josh went to Swan Lake
last night. He represented our show. So I hope there was no incidents.
Hope you dressed nicely.
Yeah. He's got good parents.
Flannel. We would have had a flannel bow tie on.
He's got a fair amount of flannel, hasn't he?
Yeah, flannels. Mm-hmm. All over the joint.
That's what the young ones wear, apparently.
I don't get kids today.
You don't?
I really don't understand. I don't know if he's going to make it, this kid. I asked him to do something.
I think he's all right.
Oh, come on.
He's all right.
You're not helping him with that attitude, Dave.
But you can't boss him around. What did you do? I didn't know this. What have you done?
I sent him into the boss's office.
I don't know about that, for a start.
And I said, mate, I want you to go in there, do this for me, and do not leave that office till you get the right answer.
What did you ask him to do?
So I wanted 5 tickets to the box for Richmond, Sydney.
Oh, isn't that your job?
Yeah, it's a bit rich.
He's a work experience kid. He's gone into our boss and said, could I have five tickets?
Mick wants 5 tickets to the box.
How'd he go?
Yeah, a bit disappointing. I'll get them. His ticket's in doubt.
He's cleaned up all your mess, though.
He has cleaned up all my mess.
Yeah.
Well, when you say clean it up, he's moved it over to our producer's side of the room, which I like. You're happy. I've never known anyone moan so much about another person's workstation in my life.
Well, that's fair enough. I spend my life cleaning up my house. Why do I come into the office and have to clean up it more?
You spend your life cleaning up your house.
I do.
Christmas decorations in a box until
Except
May.
For that. They that's still haven't made their
the
way
bad guy.
To the storage.
You know, I leave all my stuff on my desk. So if and when they ever say, clean up your desk and get out. I've still got a week
it's
up my sleeve.
We have a pantry moth problem in this building as well. So you're probably pantry moths.
You're over the big ones, Dave, aren't you? You really? Is this what drives you?
No,
mad?
My ears are
Open
flapping.
Open cereal
at this.
Boxes,
I love
right?
Hearing this.
And these pantry
moths. Oh, weevils.
Those sorts of things. But they're everywhere in the building. It's because people like you leave messes on your desk. Your porridge is still probably sitting there from the morning.
I don't think I've ever known Mick Malloy to eat porridge in his life.
All right.
Not a porridge guy.
No, you're not a porridge.
No, guy. I'm not. Hey, how are you going? Did you get contacted by any lawyers?
Why would I get contacted by lawyers?
For ripping off Play School.
I didn't rip off
Dentist
Play
Jane.
School. Come on.
Dentist Jane.
Yeah. Listen.
AKA in cahoots with
the
Wiggles.
No, be very careful when you talked about anything legal to do with me or the Wiggles because you don't know what you're taking on.
Oh, what, the Wiggles versus Mick Malloy?
Yes, be very scared. I'll be frank.
What are you going to say? Send around Captain Feathersword. What's happening?
You
released a song and it's a blatant rip-off of Play School. Yeah. Have a listen. This is Dentist Jane.
Open wide, look inside, clean those teeth and then no cavity can hide.
Because it's Play School. That's one of the most famous lyrics.
That's the lamest thing I've ever heard you say.
Every child, including myself, were coming up. Virtually the first thing you learned, wasn't it? Yeah. Open wide.
That's all. Well, I've got Jane
inside.
With Play School back to back, so you make up your mind.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's different words for start.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jane.
The prosecution rests.
Get over it.
You've been doing all your singing in the exercise.
Good luck getting that one through any judge.
Well,
so different.
And I'll be presenting in a court case the Wiggles who are forming this department. We've got David Bowie. What was it? Gene Genie. There is Gene Genie. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good bit song. Of blues harp. Yeah. You replace that blues harp with some Fred Flintstone, and that's all you can do. Have a listen. Here's the Wheels.
This is Caveland.
Put them together. Put them together, Dave.
Okay. You lay it together. Bowie and the Wiggles.
Small changes. Oh, gosh. Very Monday. This is a hard hit.
All right. When we come back, World Cup update. Is it time, Dave?
We'll do it right after this. Thanks to Bosch ProCore 18V lithium-ion batteries.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
The ball's dangerous. Oh!
Kennedy Malloy's World Cup update.
Well, I've got all the important news.
What?
Who's Princess Mary going to go for tonight?
What are you talking about?
Well, Denmark or Australia.
Oh, right.
She's going to be Queen Mary of Denmark. What does she do?
As Queen Denmark, as Princess Australia. She's got to make a choice. This could start a soccer war.
It could.
Like Honduras or Salvador.
That sounds good.
Sock it on. Didn't like the results? Send in the tanks. Well, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I know who I'm going to be supporting.
Well, it's Australia,
what's,
of course.
What's the choice?
If Australia are out.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you who my second team is.
I know.
Mexico.
Yes. Do you want to do your update of your Mexico news?
I just love the way, if Mexico can go all the way, I'll be the happiest man in Australia. And hopefully partying with the team.
Good Lord.
So Mexico, of course, where do you start? Well, they made headlines before the tournament began by having a team bonding session.
The night before they left?
Mm. The night before they left, 2 weeks out from the tournament, by inviting 30 prostitutes.
Yeah. No wives were passed along that night.
No, because you can't have the wives and be naughty.
That's what they said. That was their official line.
How can you be naughty if your wives and girlfriends are there? It makes sense.
Of course it does.
Argue with that logic, Jane Kennedy.
I cannot.
So, then they came out and beat the current world champs. So I went, good preparation.
Make
a mental note. We should do some more team bonding on this show. Mm. Now, everything I read about them and everything I find out just makes me fall more in love with the Mexicans.
What's the latest?
Well, they have a star player, one of the best in the tournament. His name is Rafael Márquez.
Good name.
And you won't hear much about him and you won't see much about him.
Why?
At all. Well, he's on a US Treasury Department blacklist of people it says helps launder money for drug cartels.
Really?
Wow.
This gets better and
better. He's one of their star marquee players, but he has to travel not with the team. There's certain laws. All the sponsors, he's not allowed to appear in front of team sponsorship. He wears a different jumper.
Really?
Because Nike aren't allowed to have anything to do with him.
I'm going
to
look out for him.
He has to stay in hotels that aren't owned by Americans.
Really?
He has to travel on planes that aren't.
This is brilliant.
Sure, they've got their own private planes for him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll get there somehow. And if he ever wins the Budweiser Man of the Match Award, Budweiser Man of the Match Award. Because he's on a list, he can't appear in front of sponsors' logos and has to be kept away from anything to do with America, banks, etc.
And he can't have on-field interviews either, I imagine, too. That's what I just read. They just said they can't rush him for any interview.
It's like perfect. He gets to fly under the radar. still go berserk, launder some money. Yeah. I love it.
There's
love
unusual things going
prostitutes,
on.
Prostitutes, money laundering. It's just well done, Mexico. I can't tell you.
Well done, Mexico.
You know what? I'm sure all the players carry a piece.
I'm sure they do.
I saw a goal celebration of the night. They all just shot their guns in the air. One of their goal celebrations involved, well, building a shallow grave.
Is this what you're talking about? Someone's going to die today?
Someone's going to die
You're
today.
Predicting? Hey, do you know what they're also doing in Russia?
What?
They've taken it down now because, well, I don't know, bad taste. Burger King in Russia was offering Whoppers to women who got pregnant by World Cup stars during this World Cup series.
Promotion.
They posted the promotion on social media. They've hastily deleted it, though. But literally they have said, it says, Burger King, in the framework of social responsibility, has appointed a reward for girls who get pregnant from the stars of world football.
Ah, oh, fantastic.
Each will receive 3 million rubles, about $64,000, and a lifetime supply of Whoppers.
Wow.
Girls who will be able to get the best football genes will lay the success of the Russian national team for generations to come. Go, we believe in you.
Oh, my God.
Once you've bagged yourself a World Cup star, you can pork up.
Because that is what you're asking women to do.
You can have a burger a day. Knock yourself out, ladies. Would you like a pregnancy test with that? Which is what they say as they leave the building.
That's outrageous. Sorry, won't have that.
A team formed a wall the other day against the Mexicans, and you know what they did?
No.
They dug under it and sold drugs on the other side. I love the Mexican team.
You do.
The minute Australia out, I'm Australia v Denmark, but the minute they're out, it is Mexico.
You need a Mexican soccer jersey. Let's find you one.
I need to spend some quality time with those boys.
All right. Hey, by the way, SBS tonight, 10 p.m.
Yes, don't miss it.
The Denmark World Cup.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
In the news at the moment today is Natalie Joyce, because she's broken her silence. Natalie is now the former wife of Barnaby Joyce.
Yep.
I'm not even sure that they're divorced. Mm. But this
you're saying the news. What news organ are we
quoting? She's done an interview with Australian Women's Weekly.
How much?
Nothing.
What?
No, she stresses. She stresses and says that.
What's wrong with this woman?
So you can imagine her ire when she sat back and watched the interview. That was $150,000 was paid
for little Seb.
To little Seb. Now, there's a few things that strike me about this interview.
Well, here's one thing that strikes me. You're a bit upset because you're not in it. Let's be honest.
I beg your pardon.
Let's be honest. Unless there's an interview these days that has you on the cover of the magazine and a couple of players.
How dare you? Yeah. We'll move on from there. I'm probably in next month. So this is really kind of one of the more fascinating interviews I've read because it's so honest and so open.
You've been on this all day.
Well, not all day.
Well,
I've done some other work, except sitting, reading Women's Weekly all day. But I feel for her because.
Made it like that. I mean.
No, I know.
To most people, that's just a women's magazine. To you, it's just a treasure trove.
It is, actually.
Of material.
There's a good lot of some good recipes in there, too. Yeah. Anyway, what she wanted to get straight.
I just want for beef burger, John.
What she wanted to get straight was, remember when in the interview that Vicky Campion said, I can't even tell you what she said and how outrageous it was when she confronted us.
That's right.
Outside the electoral offices. And Natalie Joyce wants to make it clear that she did confront her and she did say, I was very measured. I didn't raise my voice. She and Barney were smoking outside. He bolted when he saw me. And she said, I yelled at Vicky, my husband's out of bounds, off limits, he's a married man with 4 children. And she says, then I call her a home wrecking WHORE.
Right, yeah.
Yes. And she says, it was not one of my finer moments, but looking back, I'm proud I stood up to her. So I don't think she went completely bunta, but she was pretty
But that was
annoyed.
The impression that was given by the interview.
Impression,
I can't repeat for you here what was said to me.
And
as if the victim
Ms. Campion was on the front foot trying to, you know, get ahead. And And Natalie Joyce was not going to say anything, but she just said, look, right. I've got four daughters. One's doing VCE. Can you believe
this? Get your hands off Barney.
Come on, this is
ridiculous.
She
calls him Barney?
She calls him Barney.
Barney, he looks like a bit of a Barney. And when you say he took off, that's hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
But Barnaby's seen her coming and done a runner.
Yes.
He's a good man.
There's one thing that really irks me, and I really feel for Natalie.
One thing?
This is terrible. Well, one of the major things. Okay. She says, they named him Sebastian, the baby boy. That name had always been number one on her and Barnaby's list if they ever had a boy.
No,
don't do that.
Why would that be number one? Surely Barney.
Well, Barney Jr.
Now, I'm learning. I'm new to this. I was unaware of the baby
says,
etiquette.
Uh-uh.
But you, I've...
Oh, no, you
blown
can't
up today when you heard that.
Mm. I did because once you've got your baby name, and I've warned my friends before, zip it and don't tell other people because they can't help themselves. It'll be in the back of their minds, especially if they have a baby before you.
Yeah.
Don't do it because someone will steal your baby.
Someone would rush out intentionally to have a baby to get in first?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Really?
What level of malevolence is that?
Well, what about the Seinfeld episode?
What was that?
When the name Seven came.
Oh, that's right.
When George said, my baby name is Seven, and then this couple named the baby Seven.
That's hilarious. Wow, we did a talkback segment on this, didn't we? Where
we
talked about baby etiquette
and stealing baby names. Well, we had a couple call up and said they were the baby stealers of names.
That's right.
I've got
a boy called Fred.
Yes.
And when I named him Fred, my elder sister goes, I wanted to call my boys that. I said, well, you had two before me.
Yes.
Why didn't you ever go? She goes, no, because her married name is Mercury. And she goes, she couldn't call her Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
Because that kid's going to get teased at school.
Correct. Well, sometimes people do change their minds about, but there is a lot of baby etiquette, and I've been teaching you about this on the way, Mick. There's a few things not to do and say.
I know this stuff. Leave them in cars.
That's not etiquette. That's against the law.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, for a start, David Picken has already got onto us at Facebook and he said, don't make up ridiculous spellings for traditional names. I think that's boat sailed because...
Don't put a Y where an I should be. Yeah.
Well, people will continue to... So there's a Janine on MasterChef and her name's spelled G-E-N-I-N-E.
Can you get a colon in there?
A colon?
A colon. It'd be good in a name.
Oh, a colon.
People kind of like...
There's another thing you shouldn't say. Try not to act shocked when you see an ugly baby in front of the parents.
Hi, caller. I see an ugly baby. I go, look at that pumpkin head. And then they don't talk to me for
hours. Yeah, because that's rude. You know what I would do? Please don't give presents of the headbands for babies.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What do you mean?
Stupid.
You know, you see people put headbands on their babies. So you can tell it's a girl. I mean, they're babies.
Yeah,
they're supposed to look like a baby. Who cares if they're a girl or a boy?
Correct.
Give us a call
on
133353 if you have any baby etiquette things that maybe Mick has to be on top. Not that you're about to have another baby, are you?
Are you?
Well, it depends. According to the court of law, it may be.
All right, see how we go.
I'm good to go. Give us a call.
133353 is the number. Yeah, baby etiquette.
Yeah.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
133353, taking your calls on baby etiquette. We have a full board of calls. Geez. Keep them coming, though.
It's pretty complicated.
It seems to be.
It's very complicated, and I think there's probably a lot of family situations where I'd hate, you know.
Phone's ringing off the hook here.
They are. Don't break up your families over this. Don't stop talking to each other.
Yeah, but, you know, feel free
to. People are very sensitive.
Yes.
Bottle it up.
All right, let's go to the phones. Chris.
Hi.
How are you going, Chris?
Not so bad. My son, his partner was pregnant, and he decided that they were thinking of calling their son Jasper when he was born.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good name.
Yeah.
Right up to the point where his sister decided to call her dog Jasper.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Hang on. So subsequent, just before they have a boy, she goes and names her dog Jasper.
Yeah.
Did she know that was the name they were thinking of?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Jasper doesn't come
Jasper
up in conversation.
Jasper the dog?
Name me a Jasper you know. Why not? Parnovic, golfer. Name another Jasper.
That's it. No more.
Yeah,
there's an orphan.
Jasper Carrot?
Jasper Carrot. Right. Yes, I remember that one.
And Jasper the...
Jasper the dog. Oh, okay, Chris. That is a good. That's exactly what we're talking about.
That's an evil, evil daughter.
There is etiquette involved there. Jeremy.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks. What do you think is baby etiquette?
Well, baby etiquette is to give the child a proper name instead of a nickname. So Edward instead of Eddie, Michael instead of Mick, Barnaby instead of Barney.
Well, Michael.
So do you get Jezza a bit?
Yeah, mate, I get Jezza all the time.
But are you saying that you
people naming their babies instead of Edward?
Yeah, they give their kids ridiculous, you know, first, you know, Bazza.
Well, hang on a second. I've got a boy called Lenny. Lenny.
Well, you should have called him Leonard then, shouldn't you?
Hey, get stuffed, Jezza.
Come on.
No prize for you.
Come on.
Oh, Jeremy's taking you on.
How dare you?
Oh, gee.
Lenny.
See, I tell you, these are heated discussions. They get very tricky. Anne-Marie.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. What's your baby etiquette tip?
Well, we had a bit of a code in our friendship group where, relating back to what Mick said about babies that maybe not be so pretty.
Ugly babies.
Oh, God love him or her.
Love him. That's what you say when you see the baby.
That's now. What we say. And if someone had a baby, you know, you'd say, oh, what's a baby like? It's a God love it baby.
I love that. That's your circle of friends, Anne-Marie.
That's give a good prize code, there. Anne-Marie.
Thank you for the
Malloy
tip.
Prize pack for Anne-Marie.
Cherie, how are you?
Yes, good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, Cherie. What's your baby news or baby etiquette tips?
Okay, so I think you should spell the name the way it's pronounced.
Well, this is a long-held issue, isn't it, amongst the younger set?
Right. Yes.
Have you got an example of this?
Yes, have a family member who's just had a lovely little girl.
Yeah.
We're all at a loss to how to pronounce the name.
Really?
Yes, it's spelt T-J-A-S-A.
Jezza.
Apparently it's spelt Taisha.
Taisha?
Apparently, yeah.
Nice name.
No, it's going to cause a drama in the family.
Taisha. Try saying that after you've had a couple.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well,
can I break into this bulletin as we speak?
And yes,
Limo's just contacted me to tell me Jacinta Ardern, as we speak, has just had a baby.
Well, that's perfect timing. What did she have?
A little girl. Let's just say God has loved this girl.
God loves her. God bless her.
Jacinta Ardern has just had a girl. We should name her on air.
We should.
Let's do it.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much for giving us that news, Limo. Cherie, good luck with Taisha. And the way that she might have to change it phonetically.
Someone called Cherie is complaining about other people's names.
Oh, Cherie.
That's my discussion with sense parents, is that it's giving the child injustice of having to spell your name every time you speak to somebody.
Exactly. Good on you. We'll give you a prize, Cherie.
Prize pack for you, Cherie.
Hello, Candice. How are you going?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your tip for a baby etiquette?
Well, I'm a midwife, so I've got heaps of tips. But the best one is don't name your baby after a famous dead person.
Oh,
God.
For example, when Peter Brock sadly passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of Brocks.
There are a lot of
Brocks. There are a lot of Brocks.
Yeah, not Peter, but like
Brockies.
So that, yeah.
Oh.
Wish you told me that before I had little Adolf.
Wow, Candice, you would have seen it
Brock,
all.
A lot of Brocks.
That is amazing.
So I reckon Royals would set off a big chain, wouldn't they?
Well, there'll be a lot of Megans coming up,
there'll be
I
Megans
suspect.
Will go berserk. Yeah.
And spelt that way.
Exactly. Little Markles, maybe.
Little Markles.
There are a lot of Charlotte,
yes. Charlotte. Princess Bigger Charlotte. What about little George, that pumpkin head?
Evil.
Not so much George, but I really hate Jackson with an X.
Yeah, that's...
We had just had that discussion off air.
There's a Jackson on Love Island, Candice, at the moment, so I'll talk about him later.
Mm. All right.
Thanks, Candice. One more. We'll go to Adrian. How are you doing, Adrian?
Very well. Love your show, guys.
Thank you.
My quick little story is I named our son pretty much.
Yep.
When our daughter came along, it was up to my wife. She had open slather, whatever. I had no problem. So she called our daughter Mackenzie.
I think that's very pretty.
Nice.
Mackenzie's a good name.
It's a great name.
What's your point?
My mother was so incensed about the name, she got onto ABC National and whinged and bitched for 15 minutes
about the implications
about this name.
Oh, no.
And she ranted, and this is my auntie listened to the show, and she told me word for word. So mother's ranting on for about 15 minutes about the implications, blah, blah, blah. And then the person doing the show on the ABC said, oh, well, that's nice, Mary, but I've got a granddaughter and her name's Mackenzie. and I love it.
And so now has your mum swung to Mackenzie's name after a few years?
I haven't spoken to my mum in 12 years.
There you go. And that's a good, sensible way of approaching family disputes, I find. Well done.
Good luck with that, Adrian.
That's not a bad way to do it. Like footy teams, mums get to choose the girls' names, dads get to choose the boys' names. Mm. Don't you think that's fair?
I don't know anymore.
You're a control freak.
I'm not
a control freak. You need a seat at the table, don't you?
Hang on. Right. That's amazing.
Your new way to drive home.
Just before we go to Love Island, this is very Australian. We've got Chris on the line. How are you going, Chris?
G'day, guys. Love the show.
Thanks so much. Your friends had a daughter?
Yeah, well, she's two now, but they had a daughter and they named her Kaysan.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
They're big Kyle Chisel fans.
No way.
Yeah, they named her Kaysan. Yeah. Which is funny because they actually went to Jimmy's book signing and introduced him. He even looked at them and went, is this a stitch up?
Jimmy would have been rapped with that. Let's just hear a little bit of that.
Cute.
How pretty.
Cute. I tell you what, her brother Eagle Rock's a pretty good guy too.
Chris, for the call. We'll give you a prize for that.
Prize back for you, Chris.
All right, here we go.
All right, Love Island, Jane.
Have we got an opener or something for this?
We don't.
Isn't there some? What's the theme music for Love Island?
Islanding music. Okay, we probably should have. Well, I didn't think of that.
Do your
at the
homework
time.
Next time.
Well, I was going to. It's
You're
now
too
the...
busy reading the Women's Weekly all day.
I am not. It's the 19th episode.
Is that it?
Yeah. 19 episodes. That's good.
Is that it?
No.
Yeah.
You just pulled something out of
it. I did. Sexy music. It's in my library.
So this that's what you think of. When I say sexy music...
This is sexy in the 1950s, I think.
When I say put something on sexy in the bedroom, Dave, this is what you would go to.
Well, that's the go-to.
But a bit of Barry White, at least. No, it'll be distracting when I have to tell you.
No Chumbawamba. No.
Well, that's what the crew's like. The Chumbawamba crew on Love Island. First of all, I still can't get over the fact.
Are you watching this? I just need to.
I am.
So you're a bit skeptical to begin with, and I like your taste in reality. You generally don't bite unless there's something to it.
I don't bite, but I'm a bit on this because it's the blokes that I'm loving.
Right.
They're just fair dinkum, the most vain bunch of tools I've ever come across in my life.
All right.
I was about to say with respect, but no respect. Honestly, where have they found these buff, vain dudes who really speak like idiots? I'll just give you an example.
Could you?
Yeah. Let's just have a listen to Teddy and what he plans and is hoping for when he gets out of Love Island.
Okay.
The two things that I came to Love Island for was one, love, and two, a kombucha sponsorship when I get out.
Yes, you heard correctly. A kombucha sponsorship when he gets out.
That's his dream.
Yep. That's his dream. The bar's not very high for people entering Love Island and where they're finding these people from.
Is he buffed or something, is he? So
they're
kombucha.
All buff and hairless.
Well.
This is the look. Oily, buff and hairless.
They're all very good looking.
They're all very good looking, but again.
Not like this studio.
Yeah, that's right. mirrors? Yeah.
Well, no, not at all. Can I just play you a little bit? This is Grant. He's been there since the beginning and he's in a bit of a love triangle.
Okay.
Here's Grant.
All right, girls, my talent is something that is a secret. I actually am very, very good at. Back in year three, I got an A+. So, about to play a song for you.
Oh my god, record us. Did you bring this from home?
Yeah, I did.
Get out.
All right, he's ready? God, that's enough.
Wasn't sure if that was Three Blind Mice or Hot Cross Buns, so confusing.
It all says, that's sexy music. Okay, Dave. pop a bit of that on in the boudoir and you are home and host.
So no jokes. That's about the level of intellect you are dealing with the guys in.
Where do you get the recorder from?
Well, that's what I want to know, because who packs a recorder when you're going off to Love Island? I'm very suspicious about where he pulled that from. But as you can hear, these guys are super sensitive. They really want to be in touch with the women.
Right, okay.
Let's just hear Grant on feminism.
I thought feminist means that they're more onto the girls sort of thing.
No, it's just pretty much like equality, and because there's so much against girls that it's like bringing it in the middle.
Yeah, I'm all about equality.
But I'm about equality. Yeah, me too. You're probably a feminist, Grant. You just don't realize it yet. But you start using it. Make your Instagram bio when you get home. Be like, feminist, Love Islander.
Plant-based feminist.
Oh, God. That was illuminating.
That was
illuminating.
It was
like a think tank. It was like the Love Island think tank.
It was, and it doesn't stop.
Like
a, you know,
like an academic sit down.
Yeah.
They really are an academic group, but then they're about love and marriage, and we have got a couple who've actually said the L word to each other. They've known each other for less than 2 weeks, and they're even speaking the M word.
Jeez.
Today, I know there's two new girls coming in.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that any girl that walks through that door, no matter what they look like, no matter how they are, I really love you. I just never want you to feel ever insecure with me, or I never want you to feel on edge about any girl.
That's really nice of you to say that.
I really do. Like, I care about you so much. I don't say these things, and I swear to God, I don't ever say these things. I hope one day that I'll marry you, And I hope one day,
You can actually see yourself. I could be Miss...
100%.
Yeah, he can...
But that said, but if someone walks through the door in the next 2 days, don't worry. I'll be thinking it, but I won't be doing it.
But I can't stop watching. It's like a car crash.
I'd be good in that house.
I think you would be, actually.
Get in there.
I think you would be good in a recoupling. So that's what happens. Yeah. It's all happening in there at Love Island.
Take my cowbell.
There you go.
Yes.
Hang out.
And your talent quest.
All right, here we go. Two comedy greats and even better
mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Last night we sent our work experience boy Josh off to see something. We had so many ideas of what we could send him to, and we decided to send him to Swan Lake.
Yeah.
Performed by the Russian Ballet Company.
Yeah, it doesn't get any bigger or better than that.
Well, I wouldn't have thought
so. That's top shelf for entertainment down in Melbourne.
I would have thought any 15-year-old boy would want to go off and see that. Josh, how'd you go?
Hello, Jane. I you know, it was surprising. It was good.
Really?
Not what I expected.
What do you mean, not what you expected?
What were you
expecting? First of all, they're tutus.
Yes, they're dresses, I'd say. Their performance costumes were very elegant and nice. They were nice.
Okay,
yes.
Well, quick, take us through your review.
It's got to be better than nice, mate. Yeah. Nice is...
It was
Here's the music.
Amazing.
Is this ring bells?
Oh, God.
Well, paint the picture. So you took a friend. You went early. Were you out the front? Is it like the footy? Do you get a hot donut or something before you go in? Or
didn't get any food. We were starving at that point.
Spare a thought for the ballerinas.
And how long before the first interval?
Well, it was an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, I'm just going to stop you there.
First interval? There were two intervals.
But what is this, a Bollywood film or something?
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, what happened?
I'd like to start off by saying I don't really know what the ballet was about.
It's a swan.
I still don't know.
Swan in a lake.
It's about a dying swan.
Right.
Shot by a sniper.
No, don't.
Well, at the start, there were like Russian women and men, and they were dancing for this king character. And for some reason, they were all drinking out of chalices.
It was the style of the time.
Right.
Think of as chalices like a big Slurpee.
Then what happened?
Well, none of that's really important, because after a little bit, the Joker comes out.
Who's the Joker? Joker?
Okay, that'd so he was role. Basically the comedic relief.
And how was he? What was the comedy?
Oh, well, I kind of zoned out at that bit, so...
You along to do a review. Joker's come out.
The audience laughed, and I was just like, "All right, he's funny. He's the funny guy."
What were they laughing at?
I don't know. They were so down.
All right, don't get defensive, mate. I'm just asking you why. Was it his costume? Was it his?
Yeah, he was a joke. He was like,
Was it funny dancing?
Funny dancing.
Visually comedic.
He spun a lot.
So, like, river dancing.
There's a lot of physical stuff.
So then, what happened?
Well, after that, the swans finally came.
Hello.
Start dancing
and
spinning and contorting their bodies. And this was like the highlight of the show.
Yeah,
you know? They move so elegantly, and it's like they don't have bones and they have like wings. And at this point, I became emotionally invested.
Oh. You're in. Josh is in.
The swan's got you. I've never been, but I'm going to put this to you. Lots of tippy-toe action at this stage.
Oh, of course. It was like
tippy-toe.
All over the place.
The swanies on the tippy-toe.
That is until the black owl came in. I lost it again.
And then what happened?
I don't know what happened after that.
What do you
that.
Mean?
Well, there was this... Did you leave?
Did you say an owl?
There was this prince and a crossbow and...
How do you know? Sorry, I just want to get to... Did you stay to the end of the whole show?
We left at the second intermission.
That's like leaving at three-quarter time.
But I...
You stay to the end.
But how do you know what happens?
Well, I looked it up on YouTube.
when you got home.
Well, yeah, when I got home, the end...
it's very disappointing.
Because we felt bad, I looked up the end. And I really wish I stayed because it was incredible. It was like all the swans got together and they merged into one, into the fog, while the swan
I'm glazing over now.
Can I just say something? We sent you to... We gave you tickets to Swan Lake and you've come in and done your new review off the internet. Is that what you're telling me?
I think he's very well experienced for this job.
What's wrong with you? He could go a long way in this business.
Thank you, Josh, for that review.
Who was the owl?
Oh, the black owl. I don't know.
It's a metaphor for someone.
It's like a really large ballerina.
Possibly.
with big eyebrows.
That's a ballerina with eight.
That's a ballerina who hasn't been coming to all the classes. let's just call her the owl. Get her out there. Well
stick
done,
around.
Josh.
We've got Limo in next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be absolutely massive. We're going to talk Tinder. I'm in someone's Tinder shot.
Oh, how?
And it's not
incredible.
My Tinder profile.
Really?
And I'm in it.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
You should take action.
It involves someone on this team. We'll get to the bottom of that.
It's not
very
me,
shortly.
That's for sure. I'll give you the tip. Hey, we're going to give away your Mitcon. We're going to do it. I swear
to
God.
Do I have to? There's only three left.
Yes, you do. Give away at least two.
Nah.
You've got to keep one for yourself.
See how we go.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I might just release another 100.
We've got some other funny tweets and Facebook
stuff
comments.
To get through. We're going to work out what our work experience kid learned here today.
Oh, yeah. Does he have to give another scorecard?
At the end, he has to let us know what he's done.
I'm almost done with this kid.
No.
I don't think you are. But in the meantime, let's say hello to our next guest. It's Limo. How are you, Limo?
Yeah, I was very well until a little earlier on, and I was in the car. I even sent you some breaking news.
You did indeed.
Jacinta Ardern.
Yeah, she's had a girl. No name as yet.
No, that's right.
Clubhouse leaders are Barnaby. I think Valerie.
New Zealander. It'll have New Zealand. Yeah. New Zealand citizenship. We know that.
Yeah. Barnaby Sebastian.
Little Seb. Now, you've got a child called Laddie. We were talking about this. It's a highly unusual. We're talking about unusual names.
I prefer unique, Mick. It's unique.
What is the genesis of Laddie?
I want
Scottish. Sounds Scottish.
It's Scottish, yeah. So it literally means boy in
Scottish. I know, Laddie. Whereas, beautiful.
But people say, what'd you
lucky it was a boy.
Or
would you have called it Lassie? It was a daughter.
No, the problem is, a dog on The Simpsons had the name Laddie. So people always say, why'd you give your son a dog name? So, I didn't give the son a dog name, but he is named after a character on the movie Lost Boys. Which is my wife's favourite film.
It's a great film.
Laddie is a character on The Lost Boys. So that's where Laddie came from.
My boys are named after minor characters in Dude, Where's My Car?
Very nice.
There's a bit of a backstory. Everyone's got a backstory.
I know, that's why I was interested and I wanted to find out. I love the backstory.
There we go, Laddie Lehman. Good alliteration. He'll never work in a boardroom. and we're happy about that.
Got a middle name?
Buster.
Same year. Yeah, Freddie Buster, Lenny Walter.
Yeah, I wanted Buster, Kel wanted Laddie. She got the call of the card, Jane.
I wanted Buster.
Impressive all round.
I would have started a war.
And then could have I gone Buster after Mick went Buster?
There you go, you couldn't. You see, this is if you had known that he had Buster up his sleeve.
I'm not even happy that you've got a kid with a Buster's middle name. I'm going to ask you to change that.
Well, you know what Kel's first choice was for a name?
What?
Sonny.
Hamish Blake's got a Sonny.
So then,
this is so complicated.
I don't think he's ever done anything original, has he? Hamish Blake.
I do not think that, by the way, Hamish.
So we put a line through Sonny after Hamish and Zoe had Sonny.
Sonny's getting borderline, though. You're getting out there with River and, you know, flower bed.
It's not Sonny, S-U-N-N-Y, like the sun comes out.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Jane. Jeez Louise. Do you see the way she rocked? Do you see the eye roll?
I did too.
That was unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
I know where you've been up to. You've been watching the World Cup for us.
Now,
I know you would watch it anyway.
I'm all over the world.
Denmark, Australia, 10 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, and now I heard you were discussing earlier.
You can watch it anywhere except Optus.
Did you? You can't watch it there. Did you conclude, Jane, who Princess Mary, will she be?
She will be going for Denmark, is my call.
She'll be going for Denmark?
Yes, because you've got. I've converted to my household football team, and she would convert to her house because she is going to be the queen of Denmark. It's just the right thing to do.
The queen, you have to. Okay, I think it. Nah. I think it. At princess, the jury's still out.
No, all her children are Danish. She speaks it.
She's a Tasmanian.
She eats their pastries.
Not really now.
She should be wearing thongs. Right. She'll be in clogs eating the Danish.
That's right.
Sucking back a Carlsberg while the game's
in the windmill. Watching it in the windmill.
If she was in Holland, she'd be doing that.
You are correcting me all day. It's not sunny with the news. Well, it would be if it was. It's like doing a show with a really grumpy
auntie. Aunt.
Now, guys,
I knew you were going to say that.
I have.
What? What do you got?
I've got a couple of World Cup stories for you. Yes, I've got a Mexican update for you as well.
Oh, I love the Mexicans.
Which I'll give you soon. But first, one thing I notice about sport in Australia, NRL and AFL, all the commentators do their best to be very professional and unbiased when they call a game. They don't try and let their own allegiances get involved in the commentary of the game. Well, they do their best.
Yeah.
Sometimes they sneak in. Mm-hmm. They do their best.
Yep.
Whereas generally at the World Cup, when you're commentating your own country and it's being broadcast in your own country, who cares?
You can go mad.
And they get totally involved. So before I get to this World Cup, let me play you a couple of the greats of all time.
Okay.
Firstly, this is Euro 2016. Mm-hmm. This is an Iceland commentator calling an Iceland goal when they took the lead over England at Euro 2016.
Okay. So you always have said that Gilby, if it's Toyota, Toyota,
you could get a little excited. You could
I think he needs a voice box transplant or something going on there.
There's another great here. This is 1998 World Cup. The Netherlands beat Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Bergkamp in the 90th minute for the Netherlands put a goal in. Let's have a listen to the Dutch commentator.
Frank de Boer speelt de bal. Heel goed naar Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp neemt de bal aan. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Frank de Boer speelt de bal naar Dennis Bergkamp. Die neemt de bal feilloos aan. En hij schiet de bal erin. We spelen nog officieel 20 seconden.
Dennis Bergkamp. Gotta know that name.
For some reason, it's more entertaining when you can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah. I love it.
Now, which brings us to this World Cup. Ronaldo put in a free kick to draw the Spain-Portugal game.
Yes.
On Friday night. Let's have a listen.
Cristiano, he'll vai, he'll vai, he'll vai, he'll vai, he'll vai, he'll vai!
So he gets pretty excited there. And we should, of course, Australia drew, I know you're watching, Jane, Australia drew level with France.
Yes.
The tournament leaders.
Yes.
Tournament favourites on Saturday night. We drew level with France.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to the Australian commentary.
Okay, let's go.
It's Milla Jedinak, and it's 1-1 in Kazan. Big moment for Australia.
No, you see, I wanted that. I wanted the big call
too. Is he reading a magazine or something?
Come on, guys.
Not quite the same, is it?
Right, that is gold.
We're just deciding who our second team is for the World Cup because, of course, we're going for Australia tonight. But if Australia's ever go, who's your next team?
Iceland for me.
Well, that was mine too.
Mine as well.
Yes. And
You made Iceland me sick. Because
what? Shut up,
boy. Let's all have the little support, the little Minnow nation.
That's
no place on the big stage.
Oh, don't be stupid.
Hey, Jane, Mick's second team is Brazil.
My second team is Mexico.
Well,
I love the way they roll. Yeah. I like the way they party. I like the girls they choose to spend time with.
Yeah.
I like the fact that a lot of them are on no-fly lists, are on government watch lists.
Limo, you got an update on the Mexican team, I believe.
Well, Mickey, I can give you. This is actually some fans, Jane. There are six friends, Mexican friends, who have been planning a World Cup trip.
A cartel. It's called a cartel. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Friends in inverted commas. Well,
friends.
The collective noun for people in Mexico is cartel. So there's a cartel of six, and since 2014, they've been planning a trip from Mexico over to the World Cup.
Right.
In April this year, Javier, one of the six,
yeah,
informed his five friends that he could no longer join them in Russia because his wife wouldn't let him go.
Oh.
Right? So
this is a classic tale.
So the other five have got a cardboard cutout of Javier that's wearing a T-shirt that says, "My wife didn't let me go." and they're carrying the cardboard cutout all over Russia, and they've got a Facebook page.
Oh,
and
that's fantastic.
And they're posting photos at games with opposition fans in nightclubs.
And now they're being talked about in Australia on radio.
In the knock shop.
And now they're being talked about.
Yeah, this is terrible. That is incredible. I can't believe it.
If Mexico, if they make the semifinals, there could be a divorce happening in Mexico City. Oh. And Javier could be on a late flight.
He's literally going to jump on a flight and get one cheap.
But Javier, the cardboard cutout, is making a lot of friends over there. And Jane, we did that once when we were working on another TV show together before the game years ago. We all had like our own little end of season trip and Mick couldn't go. So we took a cardboard cutout. away with us of Mickey. And just to make the cardboard cutout feel at home, we took photos in strip clubs.
Oh,
no, you did not.
We took another photo of the cardboard cutout getting arrested. No. And a couple of photos in the lockup.
That was actually me. That was actually
right at home.
Me. That's a funny thing for the guys to do. Has there been any trouble? Do we know? There hasn't been any because they were threatening these.
Not trouble, but I did hear Russia's run out of beer. This is fair income. They said
This is worse than Optus.
This is one. Well, it's another of those excuses when they say we weren't expecting so many people to drink beer, and you've got
okay.
Half the world is currently there, and it is a real issue, apparently,
at
the moment.
That is very embarrassing.
That is very embarrassing, so I'm not sure where they're getting it from.
I remember once when we were in the CUB box, my good friends at CUB, for the cricket, and they ran out of party pies, and I was there with my mate, Chowie, and we have gone berserk.
Oh, you have not.
Well, what's the point? What's the point of being in a box? What's the point of having a beer if there's no pies? And the guy...
Don't tell me they got you pies.
No, Flip, who runs it, he goes, have a look. They've got scones with jam and cream. Well, and Terry goes, it's not friggin' Wimbledon.
God.
They went and got us party pies.
That's its second home. I mean, they should
have pies. I tell you what, the way that guys have to have everything just set just right so they can watch their sport.
We're simple men.
Yeah.
We don't ask a lot.
You just want your beer, your party pies, your hookers, and your scones and jam.
And that's it, Jane. Yeah, actually,
you can read us like a book.
I've got a party coming up. Can you plan it for me?
Well, no worries. Not a problem.
Ticking a lot of boxes.
Hey, thank you, Limo.
You're a good egg, Limo.
And of course,
who are you going for tonight?
These guys.
Who are you going for, Australia?
Tonight. No, well? Denmark. I'm on
Denmark.
Go to the Socceroos.
Right. Kennedy Malloy. Right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
There aren't many rules, but I would have thought one of them was you don't use someone else's image on your Tinder profile. Don't you agree?
I agree, but I'm laughing now.
Oh, it's funny for you, is it?
Well, it is. All right. I'm actually holding another. Well, anyway, we've got James in here for a particular reason.
On one of the rare days he's able to come in.
James of the hair towel drying incident.
How's your back?
I'm still feeling a little bit tight at the moment, but we're moving through it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. Now, we're talking Tinder. It's not something I grew up with or it's not part of my life. James, how old are you?
21 at
21.
The moment.
Yep. You've just had a ripping haircut recently, have you?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Yes, I've noticed that.
We're on air, guys. We're on air.
I'm allowed to say that because we're talking up James and his Tinder profile.
22, and let's be honest, he's not about to waltz into Love Island. He's not buffed and tanned, and it's his little...
Well, looks, James looks
like
has a brain.
Looks like a Harry Potter character.
James has a brain.
This guy's probably the best thing I can
and
say.
And a great sense of humour.
Thank you.
So let's just...
which is code for, come on, girls, show some sympathy. Anybody, no, somebody.
He's a good looking rooster. He's a lovely
he's a
looking
magnificent
rooster.
Young boy.
But tell us about your Tinder profile photo,
it's not
James.
Not a great package.
Shush.
Well, I've built up my Tinder profile over the past couple of months. I've finessed it, and one of the things that I've included is a photo of me and Mick
How
in studio. Just chatting away. You're smiling and laughing at me, so it looks like I'm telling a great gag.
Oh, this is is all making you look like you've got a very exciting and worldly job, yeah. and you're mixing with interesting people like me, not yep. so much Mick, but, you know.
Well, I've got four dates out of this so far. And how's it been going for you? Is it, this must be pay dirt. This must be a gold mine, the presence of the great Mick Molloy.
Just wait
in
here.
There, and you must be, you must be knee-deep in bosomy young ladies.
No, James, how have you been faring?
It's zilch at the moment.
Yeah. Zip.
Zip. I've had Get that up for that about profile. 3 months.
Oh, my God. Well, clearly you have to take that photo of Mick is cramping your style.
Say, what do you mean? How often are you swiping?
Oh, you know, you get home and you just have a quick swipe and see if anything's yeah, there.
Well, I have to tell you.
But how's the Tinder
going? Oh, sorry.
No, but listen to me. Listen to me just for a minute. Yeah, I want to know how many people would you have so you swipe right
yeah.
and how many responses?
So far I've had one in the last 2 months.
Right.
And they stopped talking to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, well, okay. Well, that's you're not good. The only one who's put Mick on his profile picture.
Oh. What?
Juzzy has. Juzzy, who's 29. Look.
Yeah.
That's
you. That's you. In the background of this guy's profile photo.
It's like my Tinder shot if I was on Tinder.
And I don't know what's going on there, but there, that's actually a pretty good photo of you, I have to say.
Well, you said it like it's they're rare. So, Tinder photos. Now, well, I'm going to ask this. Dave, what's your Tinder shot?
I've never been on. I've been married 20
married,
years.
Happily married for
I wouldn't even know what to
53
do.
Years.
Oh, you're on sex Tinder. No, no.
No.
Ashley Madison. What is
no.
it?
No.
Are you on it?
I'm married.
I know you're on one of them.
He's not.
So, I've got a mate of mine.
Let's
I
just
don't know
call
his name,
him.
Let's call him Nick. And he's he went on Tinder for a while. And he decided he's got a mate who owns a massive boat. Mm. So he went and got a photograph of him behind the wheel wearing a captain's hat.
But what a knob. Who's going to date somebody who's like sitting, oh, I'm captain
well,
of, my
of my
big
best
man
friends.
Boat?
Be careful with the old knob there. Jane?
Well, how's he done from it?
Let's just say more like Gilligan than the skipper. That's probably
all right, well,
how
we would
doing.
Like to hear about people's profile pictures on Tinder.
Yes. Have you got a date? Have you landed a date on Tinder yet?
Oh, I was so close, but no.
James, talk to me. Girl, for goodness sakes, I'm going to fix this for yes, you in a flash.
If you're desperate and you've
no, don't
you don't have much to show for yourself, give us a call.
No, I'm not. Three, we're not five. Asking that.
No, we're not doing that. No, we want to know about your Tinder photos. How have you got? What have you come
well,
across?
Well, do you do anything
time?
Ridiculous in your Tinder photo? And has it worked for you?
Mm. 133-53 is a number. Take your calls next.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Talking Tinder. Mix on a photo. James, who's the assistant producer here on Kennedy Molloy, has...
I'm just working out for him.
Yeah. No, well, it hasn't. Well, he hasn't had one, not one
I'm
date.
Suggesting he takes your photo off and then it'll work out.
Well, it's true, because...
I think it's distracting.
It's not approved. It's unlicensed. No, it's, and I'll sue him.
He doesn't need it.
So anyone who puts me on the
I'm going to style him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Jeez, and it all happening.
Good on.
Well, right. I want to find out what other people are doing with their Tinder photos.
Photos
and what's happening?
Can you give yourself an advantage? Have you incorporated anyone?
Help us along here.
What are the
here.
Tricks? Trav, what did you get up to, mate?
G'day. Well, first of all, Mick, I reckon you wouldn't complain if it was one of the Richmond players using you as their bloody pick.
That's
right,
true.
Hey, don't start on the front foot with me, champ.
Yeah.
Keep going,
what have you got? What's your bowl? No,
it's not me. I've got an extremely socially awkward cousin, and I love the bloke, but he has no idea. And anyway, he's showing me this whole Tinder thing. And his first pic that he shows me is him in like a French beret, no top, and this creepy mo. And he just looked like some sort of, I don't know, it was not
a creepy Frenchman.
Sounds a bit Ivan Milat.
He's going to put me in the back of some car and I'm not getting out of it. He goes, how do I talk to girls, you know? I said, you got to compliment them, yeah? So you've got to find something on their profile picture and compliment. He goes, oh, I saw this really nice girl the other day. She had beautiful symmetrical shoulders. Mm. I'm like, no, that's not going to get you laid, mate, if you compliment on her symmetrical shoulder. Right. Sorry, buddy.
Right. Some women do like that.
I am a shoulder man.
I'm a shoulder woman.
I'm a shoulder man.
I like a good halter neck look.
And a nice sharp elbow.
Well, you're used to a sharp elbow.
Hey, yeah, to the guts. Jane Kennedy, settle down. Brody, what's the secret, mate?
G'day, guys. Back when I used to be on Tinder... One of my photos was me with some of the boys from Penrith Panthers.
Yep.
And one of the girls who actually did swipe right on me got confused and thought I was playing for Panthers.
Oh. How about a disappointing meeting that would have been.
Was she a bit let down, Brody?
Yeah, just a little bit. So I've also got some advice for poor James.
Yes.
One thing one of my mates told me is you just keep swiping right, you lower the standards and raise the average.
You're a wordsmith, Brody.
The best we've got for you is, what is it?
James, lower your standards.
Lower your standards.
And keep swiping right.
And build up your chances.
That's it.
Thank you, Brody. Billy's onto it. Advice.
Billy, what's your secret weapon in the Tinder photo?
Well, when I used to be on Tinder, I had a photo of my dog and I, you know, trying to act all cute and everything with the dog.
Was it a puppy?
It was a puppy.
A puppy.
Oh, yes. A puppy. How'd you go, Billy?
It was a staffy. Some girl swiped right and said, "Who's the dog in the photo?"
Oi.
On a date with the dog.
Wow, that was unexpected.
Sick of being the third wheel, are you, Billy?
Yeah, it was a low blow.
I would have thought the puppy. If you were sitting there
going, what can you do
in a single image that will endear you to women?
Yep.
And you struggle to go past a puppy.
Agree.
Correct. Oh. Thank you, Billy, for that. Luke.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are we?
Really good, thanks. Got any Tinder tips?
Well, I had some tips from my mate who's now 20 and he's been on Tinder since he was 17. And the problem is his first photo is him with a six pack and then the girl swipes to the next photo and it's him in a onesie.
Okay. Now, you're saying the onesie's a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, definitely a bad thing, seeing as he can't get a date and he's still not.
Yeah, no, girls are not up for onesie. Remember that crying guy on The Bachelorette?
Jared, you got him?
Jared was in his...
Find him.
Yeah. Jared wearing a onesie.
That's what you do, yep. Get your Tinder photo. Go the blub in a onesie.
Okay. I just have to be sure.
Hold a puppy. Yeah. Melissa's on the line. Melissa, what's done it for you in the past?
I've got a whole collection of really great Tinder profile shots.
Yeah.
One of them is a gentleman crawled up in the fetal position on his bed, and the sheets are completely soaked with blood.
Yuck. That's mine.
That's right. That's a bit witchcrafty.
Is that a swipe right?
That's a
Definitely swipe right. I've got another one with a gentleman who is naked, and he's on the chassis of his, on the engine chassis of the car, so he's looking a bit
head-hold. Come on, what do you want, ladies?
How romantic.
He could get very burnt if he does that.
A burnt bot.
That could be uncomfortable.
All right, Melissa, well, they sound great. Time for one more. Dean, what did you do with your Tinder shot?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I was in America at the time, and I got a photo in front of the Statue of Liberty, but instead of holding a book and the torch, I just did, like, two hands with a rock horns.
Okay. We're getting the mental picture
here. Can I just say this? Here's your mistake. Never have another chick in your Tinder photo.
They're a bit jealous.
We're done here. We've had some good advice.
Good on you, Dean. Thanks for the call.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Well, thanks to Bosch, the new Bosch ProCore 18V lithium ion batteries.
Good, better Bosch. Yeah. Bang! I love it.
Yeah. Are you noticing something about me?
There's something.
You're glowing.
You know my thoughts.
I'm glowing, that's for sure.
Genuinely an attractive older woman.
Take that back.
You know what I'm saying.
Don't call me older.
You're not Love Island good looking.
If I had a facelift.
No, you are a very attractive.
Boob job.
Beautiful. You're a very attractive woman and you're smart and you're intelligent. There's so much to like. But right now, there's something about you I can't put my finger on.
I'll tell you what it is.
It is doing it for me. What is going on?
I am literally on fire right now because I'm wearing a Bosch
there it is.
ProCore 18V lithium ion battery jacket.
What? Hello, look at that.
It's heating me up as we speak. And look, this red button, I press that.
Hello.
Puts me on fire. Makes me hot.
Makes you hot.
Yeah. Like literally. I am boiling.
Okay, we talked about this. That should be your Tinder shot.
Really?
That.
Yep.
Should I have a power tool with me?
Guys, what would be the most attractive thing in the world? Imagine someone like Jane Kennedy in a Bosch jacket.
20 years ago.
With a Bosch power tool.
High heels.
With a Bosch power tool. High heels.
Yeah.
Bikini.
Yeah.
But the big jacket. But the Bosch jacket and the Bosch power tool doing like a kind of...
Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
Yes. Bang.
A Charlie's Angels.
Bang.
With the Bosch.
I'm there.
Hey, how's that for your German engineering?
If you put a new battery on an old tool,
not calling myself one. It'll give you 25% more power, but the Bosch is just out of this world.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to go straight out and buy a Bosch. Can we take a picture? Can we post it?
Sure.
All right.
You want to see me in my Bosch?
Oh, you are.
I am.
Smoking.
I'm seriously. I'm sweating. I'm hot.
Right, take
I need an ice.
The Bosch ProCore 18V lithium ion battery is now backed by a 6-year warranty. Thanks to Bosch.
Thank you, Bosch.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for another day. Been a good show today, by the way.
We've had a good time.
Say it like you're surprised, Dave.
No.
Like it's a rarity.
It's always
like,
a good show.
It has been
fun. We had Limo on. Hey, by the way, Limo tomorrow night on the project is going to catch up with the Cookie Monster. It's Limo's little legend. So that's tomorrow night.
He does
that
very well. Yeah. He's a good friend of the
show. That's on the project tomorrow night, did you say? You will tune in for that. It's been a big show for us today.
I'm cooling down now on my Bosch heated
you're cooling
jacket.
Down?
I put it on blue for, as in like, you know, there's different temperatures that you can press and see. It's very technical.
Right. Mm.
The so girls like a, are going to love
it's
this.
It's like a wearable hot water bottle.
It is.
Engineered by the Germans. Idea. Can't go any better than that. It has been a good show. We've covered a lot of ground. Josh, is it Josh?
Yeah, yes.
Forget
this. This is great. Okay. Right next to you. Got it.
Graham, what are the, Josh, today you've, how are we going with Fitzy? Have you secured?
Oh, yeah, what's the ticket update?
I sent you in to get me 5 tickets to the box, the Triple M box for Richmond, Sydney.
He's still quote-unquote working on it. So,
can you go back in there?
And I don't think it's appropriate for you to send our 15-year-old work experience boy into Fitzy.
You go in there, you thump that table.
No, he's the head of content for the network. He's a pretty big deal, Fitzy.
Hey.
I reckon.
Well,
I will go in there. I'll storm in there.
I don't know if you can.
And I will get that ticket.
Hey, there it is.
Don't you teach
you know what you do?
You don't listen
here's what
to
you
Mick.
Do. Go in, tip the table over. Go in, tip the table over and go, you've got the tickets. We want them.
That's
no one leaves
that.
This all office right, until right. they're in my hand.
I said I'm not allowed to come back in the office.
You're not allowed to come back
ticket.
Without them. Well done.
All right, now, what have you learnt today?
Before we get to that, he's been down to... You've well done. You went down the road and got me, 6 packets of twisties?
6 packets of twisties.
Because I said to him, there's a Mayday situation in the office, and I went to the vending machine, and there was no twisties, no cherry ripes, and no Red Bulls.
There were none of them.
So I sent him out like a St. Bernard to go and collect everything I needed to do a show. It's like a show bag you brought back, wasn't it?
Yeah, I brought back a lot.
But I just saw you over there eating twisties. Where did you get them from?
Where did you get them?
You were inhaling them is what you were doing.
Did you literally take a bag of twisties from Mick's desk?
I thought they were, you know...
No, they're not communal, mate. And Mick doesn't share anything.
You thought they were the show's? Get out.
Maybe.
Get out.
Oh, wow. You've crossed the line.
I'm going, Dave.
You've seen
what I'm seeing? I'm looking at it. I think Josh might be eating my twisties.
He wasn't inhaling.
He was chugging them out of the bag. He was chugging them out of the bag.
What have you learned thus far today?
Well, do we have to do a report or anything for you? Do we have to?
Yeah, there is a report.
Yeah, I think so.
Do we all get to go?
Goes to his school.
I'll be attending.
Well, on the note of the twisties, I've learnt that the supermarket twisties are much bigger than the vending machine twisties, and they're actually too big.
They're too big.
You see, you complain about twisties when there's too little of them. Then you go, there's too many twisties in this bag.
He'll go a long way, this boy. Did you notice that? Because I'm walking around going, I reckon I'm losing it. I'm really struggling to finish off the twisties today.
They're bigger.
But then we
packets.
Had a chat about it. We went, maybe they're too busy down there.
It's your last day tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
What are you going to do?
I think we're going to send him out in some cars.
Oh, the Rock Patrol.
The Rock Patrol.
You're going to do a couple of live crosses.
Yep.
You know where you should do one from?
Hang on.
A titty bar. You should do
one from. I beg your pardon.
15.
No. Stop it.
He has to learn.
No,
he doesn't have to learn
any of that.
Mate, this is boys becoming men at Triple M.
No, that's not cool.
That is not what.
Yeah, his mother would be horrified by that.
She would be horrified.
Well, if her mother cared or was around a lot, I'm sure
she's fine.
You look a bit lost. If you ever need a place to stay,
again,
you know you can come and stay
again,
with me.
Do not even listen to what that guy's saying. You come to call me if you need any help.
Okay,
hey, I'll give you some addresses afterwards. We're going to have a couple of fun live crosses tomorrow.
Hey, tomorrow we've got some State of Origin legends on the show. Clown of the Week. Joe Raymond's back for another joke.
Is Joe Raymond back?
From prison.
Okay.
That's tomorrow.
Prison.
Kennedy Malloy.
Know anything about him?
the new Bosch Procore 18V lithium-ion batteries can last longer than this podcast. Upgrade today for 87% more power than the 6 amp hour. Good. Better. Bosch.